Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It's Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I feel like one of my takeaways from today, this is not at all to do anything but, you know, accept happily that James Cook is there. Because that was something to, you know, ponder. Maybe it still will become that later on in the offseason. There's no contract, but he was present, and people like that. This is pretty much cake, this mandatory minicamp, I got to think. Like, what are they really asking him to do? Stretch? You got to get dressed. No pads, though. Stretch. Run a few plays. Run up and down the field a couple times, right? Jog. To get loose, listen. Here are some concepts we're thinking about.
I don't know what the meeting room part of mandatory minicamp is, or if there even is one. It's not a question I've ever thought to ask Sal, but like, I mean, I don't know. They could be getting quizzed for 8 hours. I don't know.
I think there are meetings.
Yeah,
but it's not the hot summer sun. Where, you know, you're trying to win.
No, mostly I feel like minicamp has always served the purpose of there being a reason why the team can at least see you for a while before training camp. Let's get eyes on you. Because you're running a team here. You want to know if guys are in shape, if they, you know, a guy could hurt himself and not want to tell you because like, he just want to let you down, or he's hoping to work through it and be healthy by the time the season comes or whatever. It's just an opportunity to see your personnel, see the people who work for you. Like, let's all get in here. The practice, I don't think, is that meaningful. I'm sure there are maybe for rookies, it's, you know, your first time. Yeah, everything is an escalation, so it's more than what you've been doing. It's more than rookie minicamp because all the veterans are here. So it's, you know, sort of get familiarity, that kind of thing. But on a football season, from a football planning preparation standpoint, no, it feels like a bed check. It feels like a 3-day bed check.
Yes, and the third day is adventure landing.
We just want to make sure your limbs are all still attached and there's no bone protruding through any of them. And like, okay, we're good. Thanks for coming in.
Thursday will be like team bonding, but it can't be grueling or anything. It can't be anything where you could get hurt.
Right.
We'll be rock climbing probably.
Right.
Or get air or something like that, where you're just on the bounce house for an hour.
Right.
But it'll be something like that. I mean, and here's Cook going, let's see. It's really low key. I get to see my teammates and not be fined $100,000. Fine, sure.
Right, that's a win
in
for me, dog.
What, yep. We still want this new contract. My being there doesn't change that. It sounds like a pretty good time, actually. Maybe there's a lift, but you're already doing that. In theory, you're already working out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an excuse for teams to get you in, and they can fine you if you don't come. So they got you on this one. But I think James Cook will be fine. Also, someone who's fine, Sneaky Joe.
What about Sneaky Joe?
I got almost woke up to some trivia today from Sneaky Joe.
Really?
Which I enjoy that.
All right.
I enjoy having that on my phone at 8 o'clock this morning. Would you like me to?
Sure. Yeah, I did not get similarly notified.
So, three NFL teams. No, I got to change it. I got to change the wording.
Okay.
One NFL team has had a different starting quarterback each of the last 8 years, week one. This year, that streak will end. Who is that team? 8 years, eight different week one starting quarterbacks. It's about to end.
Wow.
You'll get it eventually. So I don't want to give you hints, because eventually you'll, if you have to go team, which is what I did.
Yeah.
Just sort of all right, eliminate.
I'm doing that, and I'm looking at a team that I think is definitely a candidate in the AFC. Now, but I only found one. My first cruise through the AFC, I only found one that I think could be right. But I don't have everything memorized, but I certainly know they had a new guy last year who's definitely going to be the guy this year.
Okay.
That's one in the AFC. Is it, can you tell me, should I bother with the NFC? Is it an AFC team?
It is not an AFC team.
Okay. Well, then Denver's out.
Denver is out. I wonder what Denver is, what Denver looks like.
Because Russ was only 1 year, right?
Since Manning, how many guys have they been through? A few. Osweiler, was he in there? Yeah, Denver's not a bad guess. And you're right, of course, that they're going back to the same guy.
Right, right. In the NFC, then.
Wilson was 2 years.
Oh, it was 2 years. Okay.
Because he was Nate Hackett, and then they hired Payton.
And then Sean Payton, and they had, that's right. And then year two of that, they jettisoned him. Yeah, okay.
But after Manning, Simeon, Keenum, Flacco, Locke, Bridgewater, Wilson, Nix. So Wilson times two.
Close.
Simeon times two. Close.
Well, rather than belabor it, it could be Chicago.
It's not Chicago.
No, Trubisky. I talked myself out of that, and then we started talking about Denver again, and I went right back to Chicago, and I knew it had already gone. Trubisky, of course, he played more than 1 year as the, second overall pick?
Yes.
Okay, so not them.
This team has had a different week one starting quarterback each of the last 8 years, and that streak will end, unless there's an injury.
The Washington Commanders.
Washington, right. Working backwards, Jaden Daniels,
mm-hmm.
Sam Howell.
Right.
Carson Wentz. That happened.
That's hilarious.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, who was injured.
Uh-huh.
In their opener, and Heinicke went in. Heinicke is not one of the eight.
I know. I was going to say, that's amazing, because I feel like he's had that job three different times.
But he was never a week one
never
starter,
week one
I believe.
Starter.
The late Dwayne Haskins in 2020. Keenum again, 19. Denver, he's on Denver's list and Washington's list.
Yeah.
18 is Alex Smith. 17 is Cousins. Whew. Eight different week one starting quarterbacks in 8 years. Daniels should be the starter week one this year. Right? I mean, I'm pretty confident.
I feel pretty confident.
They're
going
to go back
that,
to him.
The rookie of the year. Yeah, I think they'll put him back in.
Washington hosts the Giants in week one.
And no wonder they seem like they've turned a corner behind their fantastic now second-year quarterback.
Go figure. Three other teams this year are preparing to start a fourth different quarterback week one in a row.
Pittsburgh.
Rodgers, Fields, Pickett, Trubisky.
Okay.
That one I did not get. That Trubisky was a week one starter for Pittsburgh.
Really? That was after he left here. Right? He goes from Chicago to here for a year, and then Pittsburgh signs him to go compete and presumably win, and he did win the job, right? And now he's back here after that washed out. I think he's there for the Pickett year. As the backup, because I think he plays a little there that year and then comes back here. I think I've got that right.
Roethlisberger is on the team. Roethlisberger is the name here, Joe. It was at the Bills. Wait, no. That would be 1 year before. So 22, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
We're counting 25 on this list.
Okay, so Pittsburgh makes
Pittsburgh
the cut.
And
the,
two others.
The Jets don't, because Rodgers was their opening day starter 2 years in a row.
Right.
He only played 4 years that first year, or four plays that first year.
Right.
Okay, so.
Then why isn't it five for Pittsburgh? Anyway.
Who else? I'm back in the AFC again. Richardson was their opening day guy 2 years in a row, right?
I think so.
The Colts aren't a qualifier for this. Did Mac Jones get 2 years starting in New England?
Yes.
He did. Okay.
It's not New England. Looking at a fourth straight different week one starter this year.
Could Tennessee be right?
No.
Darn it.
What's Tennessee going to be? Well, Ward.
Levis last year.
Did he start week one, though?
Ooh. I guess I thought so. But no, now that you mention it, probably not. They didn't just go to him.
And he was 2 years. I don't know. It's Tannehill before that. It's not Tennessee.
It doesn't matter. It's not them. Could Atlanta be right?
Atlanta's right. Backwards. Penix, Cousins, Ritter, Mariota. And one more.
No. Sorry. Not the Giants?
It's not the Giants. I'll get back to the Giants. Okay. It's not the Giants.
Could it be the Saints?
No.
Oh, the Vikings.
No.
No.
Damn. The Vikings would be McCarthy, back to Darnold, back to Cousins.
Cousins, and then Cousins. Yeah, right. Okay. All right, who's the other one?
Raiders.
Raiders.
Geno Smith from Minshew, from Garoppolo, from Carr. So, Joe set this all up for me. I got the Washington one right, and then he said the three teams, and I guessed Raiders, Falcons, Giants. And I said, and he told me the answer was Pittsburgh. And I said, but what if you limited quarterbacks named Jones to 1 year? However many years a Jones has, it counts as one. You know, Daniel Jones, Mac Jones, ha-ha. And Joe writes, Joe writes, the Giants are a terrible guess. Jones was their week one starter last year. And like 4 years before that.
Right.
And then it's 20 years of Eli Manning. So, yeah. Right.
That's a bad.
To go four week one Giants starting quarterbacks ago, you're going before Eli Manning.
Well, I'm glad I mentioned them too.
Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner's in there, right?
Kurt Warner is, this is a fun game. You go just the four game. Kurt Warner is, including Russell Wilson, or whoever starts for them this year, probably mm-hmm. Russell Wilson, including him, Warner is four week one
starters ago.
Starters ago for the New York Giants.
That's pretty amazing.
And that's when
I said. And that is what, 2003? Or no, he started 04 when Eli was a rookie, I'm pretty sure. Warner.
Maybe. I don't know, but it's about then.
Yeah, it's definitely around then. I think 04 he plays there, and then Manning takes over.
So that's when. So now Joe is getting after me because your guess was terrible.
Right.
I'm like, you know, listen, Daniel Jones does have a road playoff win, so back off. Let's see Allen get one of those.
Second mention of that today.
That's where it came from.
I see.
Because I needed to find something about Daniel Jones to yell at Joe, with. To use against Joe. And that's what I went with. Road playoff wins. Then I made that list just for something to do. Now it's like 8:15.
Suddenly I'm not happy.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Be it if I'm you getting this message at 8 o'clock in the morning, because I don't want to be yelling at anyone about anything, especially Daniel Jones at 8:15 in the morning.
I don't know. It feels right. I had ADP chasing at 10, so I needed to get
loose.
I needed to get loose.
Get on the range.
It helped. I thought it went well. Other quarterbacks who have road playoff wins in the last decade, mentioned a couple earlier, John Wolford, Mariota. Andrew Luck has one. 2018, is that at Baltimore or Denver?
Denver. I remember them a playoff win in Denver.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah.
And Blake Bortles, the week after the Bills and Jacksonville play in the playoffs.
Does anyone else have a thing where if you watched a game in a place where you've never watched another game, you are going to remember the game better?
Yes.
The Hamburg Nike Base ice rink is where I watched most of that Indianapolis-Denver playoff game.
All right.
I don't think any other playoff game from that year. I got nothing. I can't even tell you what year it is. But I know I was watching it in the lobby of that rink. I don't know why. It's just there. stands out to me for some reason. I don't know why. Wish I knew.
Andrew Luck being only 35, does that bother you? Not like 45? No, I guess it's right. You retired young.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It doesn't surprise me he's that young because, of course, yeah, the story is he stopped because he didn't want to keep getting hurt. Which I respect. Yeah, I realize I said that in a tone of voice that could have implied that I think, like, you soft or something. No, good for you, dude. Get out while you can walk and think. That's a good play.
I also have him as a playoff road win in Houston in 2019, but maybe the Denver game is the 14 season, so it wasn't on my list. It's the Houston game after the 18 season that counts for Luck. But okay. He does have the other one against the Broncos that you mentioned.
Okay.
That was January of 15.
Because I was going to really tip my world upside down if I had that memory wrong. I'm like, oh, listen to me. I got to say, steel trap. I know where I watched that game.
Whoops. Yeah,
wrong game, wrong
that
year.
That happens, though.
Wrong teams. What?
Wrong everything. That happens, though.
Help.
Our chat with Sal next on James Cook's unexpected arrival today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.